Thank you. My name is Ed Craxton. I'm from Dalton, New Hampshire. I want to thank you all for being here tonight, for joining us in the southern part of the North Country. I commend the work of the Commission thus far. I think you have done a good job with the time and resources you have had. I think you've helpfully identified on page 5 of the October 31st draft a number of areas where further information is needed before your commission or some other appointed group can provide further definitive guidance. I want to make brief comments on two items and then make one suggestion. First, I want to affirm the importance of the first point that you've made in your observations. The previous speaker spoke to this, as well as Senator Forrester. Without a New Hampshire public policy on new energy infrastructure, we have no game plan. We have nothing to which to refer. We have little or no ability for negotiation with policies of the federal government regarding electrical transmission. New Hampshire policies can and should protect New Hampshire interests, tourism, residential property values, health and safety of New Hampshire residents, and other specific issues of importance to New Hampshire citizens. Secondly, I and my neighbors in Dalton are especially thankful of your attention to seriously exploring underground transmission technology, the implementation of which will address health concerns such as the EMFs, which were mentioned earlier tonight, and of the disintegration of our property values and subsequent deterioration of taxes in the towns in which we live. Finally, I wonder about adding one more information piece to the 6 that you've already listed. I don't know if this is possible, but could we explore what has been the cost over the past, say, 5 years of repair in the Northeast of overhead power lines after natural disasters, the most recent of which of course, was Hurricane Sandy. In determining these costs include overtime to repair crews, the cost of the new lines replacing the downed damaged lines, some of which have been replaced more than once, transportation costs of repair crews, gasoline, food, lodging for crews which have traveled in some cases thousands of miles to assist in such repair efforts. I saw on WMUR a fire truck that I don't think got too many miles per gallon that came all the way from New Orleans to New Jersey to reciprocate for efforts that came from New Jersey to New Orleans previously. Add to this the cost of monies lost because the power was off and businesses were unable to transact business transactions. To compare the total of these costs with possible slightly increased cost of underground transmission lines could be informative. Thank you for listening and for being here tonight.